right at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the pasuk tells us, "Adam ki akriv mikem korban Lashem." Doesn't say ish, or it doesn't say im takriv korban. Why does it specifically use the word Adam? And the fact that it uses the word Adam allows for the possibility of a beautiful medrash. Medrash Tanchuma says, "Lama amar Adam v'lo amar ish, yirtzelomar ki achda Adam." In other words, bring up Adam Arishon right now. Just like Adam Arishon sinned, if you sin like that, so you're going to want to bring a korban, you're going to want to bring a korban chatat. And now we're going to tell you what to do about it. Why bring up Adam Arishon now? What a poor guy. He's been dead a couple hundred years. Why are we bringing him up now?
This is a korban?
No, Midrash Tanchuma.
What?
Rashi? But why? What's the relevance here right now? So it could be that you have to understand the following. You know, Adam sinned. Do you know what happened when Adam sinned? Adam sinned. He got kicked out of Gan Eden. And because of Adam sinned, we all now die.
We now die?
We now die.
I thought he was supposed to live till... Really?
He introduced death to the world.
I thought we were supposed to be like Matri.
How do we know he introduced death to the world?
Soak him. So that was his punishment. And then it also is that apechot chalechem. Now you were supposed to have food. You were in Gan Eden. That was the big issue of getting kicked out of Gan Eden. Everything taken care of. And now you have to work for your food. And do you know what? All the tzar, all the daga that we have in this world is because of those two issues. People are mainly concerned about supporting themselves and about dying. All the diseases, meaning it's not just that you're sick and you're unwell and you'll be fine the next week. We're more concerned about the ones that cause us to die. And so too, all are concerned, are we going to have enough to be able to put food on the table, to be able to clothe our family, shelter, electricity, warmth, everything that we need. We got to make sure we have enough money for it. So it all stems back to that. So says the Ber Yosef, that's what you're supposed to think on every one of your chatayim. Look what happened. Adam did one thing, and all that resulted from it. You are supposed to think that, but your chatayim as well, says the Ber Yosef. And therefore, we're talking about a korban. The korban is making up for it. You're bringing this korban, and now I'm off the hook. No. Remember Adam? Remember everything that happened to Adam? Yes, this is what the Torah says to do, and it's a tshuva process, and Rachman Aliba Boy, and we want you to get back to being a better person. But don't think that what you did wasn't as bad as what Adam did. And he quotes all sorts of wonderful Mamre Chazal and stories of Midrashim, of people dying and going up to Olam Haba and meeting Adam Arishon and being annoyed at him. Look what you caused us. Look at all the tsar you caused us. And Adam, and according to one medrash, Adam says back to them, you know, I did one thing. How many chatayim did you have? Did everybody only have one sin in their whole life? Are we really on such a madriga that we're all going to bash and mock Adam for that? And he says, no, obviously. And therefore, you have to understand that everything that we do wrong, maybe it's as... the Torah is using the word Adam to teach us that each time that I eat non-kosher, each time that I speak Lashon Hara, each time that I do any of the Averos, I have to look at it like, wow, look at the havoc I'm wreaking on the world. Look at the damage, the cosmic damage I'm causing the world. Look what happened when Adam sinned, all that stuff, the death and the needing to work for a living, that's the effect that I'm having as well. And therefore, with that, that should help us, hopefully, if we're able to keep that in mind, do fewer chatayim. That, says the Ber Yosef, is the message in this Medrash. The Medrash is saying, Adam, think of Adam. Why Adam? Because look what happened when Adam sinned, all that stuff. That's really what should happen every time we sin. And we should remember that, and therefore, sin way less.
Wow, that's really good.